正我们来下午第二节的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our afternoon second session.
啊，唱诗五十七首。
Sing hymn 57.
站着低头来默祷。
Stand and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，给我们一个安静的时刻，让我们来思考你的话。
Dear Lord, thank you for giving us quiet time to think about your word.
愿你用你的灵开我们的心窍。
May your spirit open our heart.
让你的光照到我们内心。
And your light shine in our heart.
使我们对自己有更清楚的认识。
So we can know ourselves better.
主啊，也让我们对你有更深的认识。
And know you even deeper.
使我们在灵里面能够跟你有更亲密的关系。
And we can have a better relationship with you in the spirit.
求主耶稣你带领祝福我们的聚会。
Please guide and bless our service.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
赐给我们平安喜乐。
Give us peace and joy.
主，恩面荣耀颂赞都归你的圣名。
May all the glory and praise be unto your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们看诗篇的九十篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
我们上一节早上第二节查考十二节。
In the morning we study verse 12.
信仰是一条路程。
Faith is a road, a journey.
里面有很多的困难。
There are many difficulties.
但是我们要求神给我们智慧。
We want to ask God for wisdom.
这条路才走得完。
So we can finish this road.
确实是不简单的。
This is not easy.
我们看以色列百姓这么高兴的 出埃及地。
We can see the Israelite people how they happily left Egypt.
真的进到迦南太少了。
When they come to Canaan, there were few people left.
我们如果在教会久一点，你可以发现有时候好多人洗礼。
When we're in church for a long time, we can see many people get baptized.
那洗礼的有的病得医治，有得圣灵，有的看异象，有很多的体验。
People experience many miracles and healings and see visions.
有的好感动啊。
And many are touched.
常常流泪。
And they cry.
但是过得不久消失的。
But not long after those are all gone.
每个人消失都有不同的原因。
And many people leave for different reasons.
但是不同的原因归纳起来又离不开几点。
And these reasons all come to several reasons.
所以我们在生活当中需要求神给我们智慧。
So in our life we need to ask God for wisdom.
怎么能够把这一条路走完？
How to finish walking this road?
好，我们再来看下面一个。
Let's read the next.
十三节。
Verse 13.
诗篇的九十篇十三节。
Psalm 90 verse 13.
好，神啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你回转，为你的仆人后悔。
Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servant.
这个英文有好几种翻译。
There are many translations in English.
有一种叫做 return, 这个就跟中文一样啊，回转。
Another translation says return, to come back.
神啊，求你回转。
Lord, return, or come back.
这个回转的意思表示说，叫神改变方向。
To return is to ask God to change direction.
那本来啊，神跟人是很好的。
At first, God and man have a good relationship.
信仰本身是一种关系。
And faith is a type of relationship.
就是跟神建立关系。
It's a relationship with God.
那我们在生活当中啊，很多的关系我们都很敏感。
In our lives, there are many relationships that we're sensitive to.
比方说我们当父母，有时候你跟孩子的关系你会很敏感。
For example, if we are parents, then we care about our relationship with our children.
那有时候夫妻之间的关系也很敏感。
We also are very sensitive towards our relationship with our spouse.
那朋友关系也是很敏感。
And also our relationship with our friends.
但是常常我们发现我们跟神的关系我们很迟钝。
But sometimes we're not very sensitive to our relationship with God.
这不是很敏感。
We're not sensitive.
那这个摩西啊，他求神回转。
Moses asked God to come back, return.
因为他已经看到神跟以色列百姓的关系已经破裂了。
Because he saw the relationship that God had with the Israelite people had been broken.
那这个关系破裂就是他所立的约已经没有办法实现了。
Which is the promise that he had with God is not able to come true.
我们来看民数记。
Read in Numbers.
民数记的第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
这里神告诉摩西要这样做。
Here God told Moses what to do. Verse 22.
神告诉摩西二十三节。
Verse 23.
你告诉亚伦跟他儿子说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福。二十四节。
24.
愿神赐福你，保护你。二十五节。
25.
愿神使他的脸光照你。 施恩给你。26节。
26.
愿神向你仰脸赐平安。27节。
27.
他要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。这里说要为以色列人祝福。
Here says God will bless the Israelites.
求神赐福保护他们。
Moses asked God to bless and take care of the Israelites.
那在这个赐福里面都有一句话啊，神用他的脸光照你。
And in this blessing, there is this phrase that says, God turned his face to shine upon them.
26节啊，神向你仰脸啊，然后就赐平安给你。
And then for God to turn his face towards you in verse 26 and give you peace.
所以这个神的脸啊，转向我们这边看我们，我们就得到光照，得到恩典，得到福气。
So when God's face turned to us and shine upon us, then we will receive grace and peace.
那如果神转脸不看我们，这就很严重了。
But if God does not turn his face to look at us, then this is severe.
那到底什么时候神不看以色列百姓？
When did God turn his face away from the Israelites?
就是他生气的时候。
That's when God is angry.
那对摩西来讲，这是很实际的经验，很真实的经验。
And this is a true experience with Moses.
在出埃及记的三章。
In Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记32章记载亚伦造牛犊。
In chapter 32, it records that Aaron made a golden calf.
就造金牛犊。
He made a golden calf.
那这个造金牛犊啊，神就很生气了。
And God was very angry.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
第九节啊。
Verse 9.
神对摩西说：“看啊，我这个百姓真是应着景象的百姓。”第十节。
10.
你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。在这里神说，我向他们发烈怒。
Chapter 32 verse 10 says that God is angry with the people.
然后我要把他们灭绝。
I will destroy them.
所以这个神跟人的关系在这一节已经完全就疏远了，破裂了。
So the relationship God had with the people is broken at this point.
那神要把他灭绝。
God wants to destroy the people.
那十一节开始就是摩西的祷告。
Verse 11 on is the prayer of Moses.
摩西说：“神啊，求你恳求神哈，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？”
Moses asked God, "Why did he have anger? Is angry against your people?"
这是你大能大力的手领出来的。
Verse 11, because you brought them out of Egypt.
12节。
12.
为什么是埃及人议论你呢？
Why should the Egyptians say things about you?
说你把他们带出来是要把他们杀掉。
That you brought them out to kill them.
那是三节。
13.
求你纪念以仆人亚伯兰以撒曾起誓说，我必使你们的后裔像天上的星这样多。
Remember your servant Abraham, Isaac, to whom you swore that you will make their descendants numerous.
所以在这里我们可以看到摩西在向为以色列百姓代祷。
So here Moses prayed for the Israelite people.
他没有说神啊，你误会了。
He did not say, God, you are mistaken.
他承认以色列百姓做的是错的。
Moses, he admit that what the people did was wrong.
然后他以神的名的荣耀为出发点来向神求。
And he started praying with the glory of the name of God.
所以我们祷告一个到最后最容易感动神，就是我们祷告是为着神。
So when we pray, our prayer will touch God if we pray for God.
你看祷告文里面有时候我们常常跪下来就是为自己需要祷告。
In the Lord's Prayer, sometimes we will pray for our own needs.
就是开始求日用的饮食。
And pray for our daily bread.
但是祷告文的前半部都是在求满足神的需要。
But the first part of Lord's Prayer talks about the needs of God.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May your name be hallowed.
愿你的 国降临。
And your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done in heaven as in earth.
这个都是神的需要。
These are the needs of God.
那这个满足了，接下去才是日用的饮食赐给我们。
Then the daily bread will be given to us, comes after.
把神的需要摆在前面，然后才求我们自己的需要。
So we should pray first for the needs of God and then ask for our needs.
那我们祷告就很容易发生功效。
Then our prayer will work
and
be effective.
虽然他犯的罪这么深，
even though they committed great sin,
那他向神祷告第一个就是说，神啊，求你不要因为这样让人议论你的名。
But the first thing he prayed about is that, Lord, do not let your name be disgraced.
就你的名啊，得不到荣耀，你把他杀掉，你没有荣耀。
You will not be glorified if you kill these people.
神做每一件事情到最后的目的就是要荣耀他自己。
God does everything for his glory at the end.
神救我们也是要我们荣耀他。
God saves us so that we can glorify him.
那第二个原因就是十五节。
Second reason is in verse 15.
你是信实的神。
You are a faithful God.
那你把他们杀掉，你对亚伯兰、以撒、雅各所立的约没有办法实现了。
If you kill them, then all the covenant promise you made with Abraham and Isaac will not be able to come true.
因为你应许要让他们的后裔得到流奶与蜜之地啊。
Because you promised their descendants will receive the land of milk and honey.
所以求你因为你的信实听我们的祈求。
But because of your faithfulness, please listen to our request.
所以我们人一个这么卑微的人能够站在神的面前祷告，是因为神的怜悯还有神的信实。
And we are so unworthy, but we are able to come before God and pray is because of God's mercy and faith, faithfulness.
不然神为什么需要听我们？
Why does God need to listen to us?
是我们得罪他，不是他得罪我们。
We sin against God, not God against us.
你看，有时候我们在这个社会上如果人际关系发生问题，有时候一辈子根本就没有办法和好。
Sometimes if we have problem with other people, sometimes we cannot make up with other people easily.
他根本就不理你，就这样把你当作不存在。
Because the other person will not want to talk to you anymore.
那神也是一样他看你这么渺小，你这样一直硬心，那就不理你就好了。
But God sees us as so small, and He does not need to take care for us.
那他也硬心结了，就不听你就好了。
And he can harden his heart and not listen to us.
那你祷告怎么能够发生功效呢？
Then our prayer will not be effective.
到最后是神的怜悯。
So at the end, it is God's mercy.
还有神的信实。
And God's faithfulness.
那从十五节开始。
From verse 15.
32章出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 32 verse 15.
那摩西真的到了以色列百姓营那里。
And Moses went back to where the Israelite people were.
真的，他这一次看到，真的他们在拜偶像。
And he saw them worshiping idol.
前面是神告诉他的。
In the beginning, it's God telling him.
所以有罪人如果有罪，真的，有时候你祷告神会感动我们。
So sometimes we have sinned, God will move us in our prayer.
我们自己会知道。
We will know.
这很奇妙，我们的信仰生活这真的很奇妙。
This is amazing and miraculous in our life of faith.
摩西还没有下来，神已经告诉他了，他已经知道了。
Before Moses came down, God already told him.
那摩西下来，他本身亲自看到了。
And Moses saw with his eyes when he came down.
那现在他要再一次上山，再一次祈祷。
And again he went up to the mountain to pray.
三十节。
Verse
30. 第二天，摩西对百姓犯了大罪，我要上神那里，或者为你们赎罪。
The next day, Moses said to the people, "You have committed a great sin, but now I will go up to the Lord, and I can make atonement for you."
那赎罪之前，摩西做什么
？What did Moses do before he made atonement for their sin?
我们看二十节。
Verse 20.
又将他们所造的牛犊用火焚烧，磨得粉碎，撒在水面，叫以色列人喝。
20, and he took the calf they had made and burned it in the fire, and he ground it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the Israelites drink it.
所以他把那个犯罪的根源就是那一个金牛犊不是藏起来把它烧掉磨成灰，放在水里面把它喝掉。 表示这个不是神啊。
So he took the root of this idol and ground it and scattered it and made them drink it because this is not God.
然后他就叫以色列百姓啊，那个带头犯罪的全部让他杀掉。
And then he said to kill all the people who led the others to sin.
27节。
Verse 27.
那你看那个27节啊。二十七节啊，他们对他说：“神啊，以色列的神这样说：你们个人把刀挎在腰间，营中来往，从这门到那门，个人杀他的弟兄与同伴，并邻舍。”
27。
然后28节，
Verse
28, 利未的子孙照摩西的话行，那一天百姓被杀有三千人。第二个就是把那个带头犯罪啊杀掉，但里面有是他的朋友，他甚至亲兄弟，还有。他的邻居啊。
So first is to kill the leader of leading the sin, and then at the end, his brothers and friends and neighbors were all killed.
因为有一些是被影响的，但是有一些是发酵的罪的来源。
Some are being influenced, but others are the beginning, the root of the sin.
那这个罪的来源特别严重。
And it is very severe to be the root of the sin.
用刀把它杀掉。
So you must kill it.
然后接下去29节。
Verse
29. 你们要自洁。
You have to set and cleanse yourself.
然后归神，那个人攻击他的儿子弟兄，是神赐福给你。
And for you were against your own sons and brothers, and he has blessed you this day.
有时候我们很难了解这一句话，什么个人攻击他的儿子弟兄。
This is hard for us to understand to be against your own son and brother.
然后神就要赐福给你。
And God will bless you.
这主要是要除罪。
This is mainly to get rid of sin.
那个罪的事实，罪的根源要除掉，你祷告神才会赐福啊。
To remove the root of the sin, so God will bless us.
然后三十节，第二天他上到山上去祷告。
And verse 30, the next day he went up to the mountain to pray.
所以人要跟神重新建立关系，不只是祷告就可以。
So for us to have a relationship with God, we not only have to pray.
神说你要转向我，我就转向你们。
God says, if you return to me, I will return to you.
这个转向神呢，不只是祷告而已。
This turning to God is not only in prayer.
而是实际生活的改变。
But also in changes in our life.
把那些得罪神、神不喜欢的事情拿掉、打掉、杀掉。
So those that things that God does not like, and our sins in God's eyes, we must get rid of them.
然后这样才能够站在神的怜悯上求神赦免。
So we can stand, be in God's mercy and ask for His forgiveness.
站在神的信实上求神重新听我们的祷告。
And because of His faithfulness to ask God to listen to our prayer.
有一次我到一个教会遇到一个弟兄。
Once I was at a church and met a brother.
他大学很少来教会啊。
In his college years, he come to church very seldom.
现在变成在教会里面变成很热心。
And but then he become very fervent in the church.
那他就跟我说啊，他是因为得圣灵才发起热心。
And he told me he only became fervent after receiving Holy Spirit.
他从小生下来就受洗啊。
He was baptized since he was born.
那接下去他就讲他怎么求圣灵。
Then he told me how he prayed for the Holy Spirit.
我们一般求圣灵都是说啊，要专心，要有信心，求不到禁止祷告。
Mainly when we talk about praying for the Holy Spirit, we say we have to concentrate, maybe fast.
这个都没有错。
This is not wrong.
但这个弟兄的见证啊，让我又重新再想一件事情。
But the testimony of the brother made me think of something else.
就是摩西这里讲了，我们应该要改变的，要改变。
Which is what Moses said here, that we have to change what we must change.
他用一张三寸乘五寸的那个卡片哦，把他所有的罪啊，他的个性上的缺点全部都写出来。
He used a 3-inch by 5-inch card to write down all his sins.
我不晓得他写什么了，也可能是我很懒惰，我什么什么什么什么，很容易生气，全部都写出来。
I don't know what he wrote. Maybe he wrote I'm lazy or I get angry and many other things.
我们人都很喜欢觉得自己很好，也很喜欢别人说我们很好。
As humans, we like to think ourselves very good and also want other people to think of us as very good.
但是当我们跪在神面前，我们觉得自己很好，这是一个障碍。
But when we are kneeling in front of God, this is an obstacle.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们如果觉得自己很好，你不要悔改，你已经很好，你悔改什么？
Because if we think we're very good, then we will not repent.
那圣经说，我们如果说没有罪，真理就不在我们里面。
And the Bible says, if we say we do not have,We do not sin, then the truth is not in us.
真理就是那个标准。
Truth is the standard.
标准一进去一量，罪就跑出来。
Once the standard comes in and we're measured, then sin comes out.
真理就是光。
Because truth is light.
光一进去，罪就出来。
Once light shines, then the sin comes out.
所以他开始每次祷告就一条一条这样，很安静这样，一条一条悔改。
So when he prays, he repent of everything he wrote down.
那他这样开始悔改的时候，他就发现他祷告开始有感觉。
When he started to repent, he started to feel something in his prayer.
感觉有一个好像那个热量这样一直在感动他。
He feels something warm moving him.
那过了一段时间了。
After a period of time.
每一次祷告，他就把那个卡片那叫一条一条悔改。
When he pray, he will take out the card and repent everything on there.
有一天他睡到半夜啊，神就感动他起来祷告。
One day he slept, and in the middle of the night, God moved him to get up and pray.
结果他就又是那一条一条这样悔改。
And he continued to repent of his sins.
这一次他感觉特别强烈。
And this time he has strong feeling.
他感觉到有股叫很强的电，这样从头这样一直下，他一条一条悔改，这样一直下来，一直下来。
When he was repenting, he feels the electricity coming from above and keep coming down.
等到那一条纸啊，全部都悔改完，那个能量就贯穿他的全身，他就开始说方言，就得到圣灵非常的充满。
And once he come to the last thing on his card, then this power was very great, and it goes through all of him, and he was speaking in tongues.
今天有时候为什么我们好像祷告圣灵不能充满呢？
Today when we pray, why is it that we cannot be filled by the Holy Spirit?
那也有可能我们的心哦太忙，没有办法专心。
Maybe our heart is very busy and we cannot concentrate.
但是也有可能啊，我们没有对付我们的罪。
And also maybe because we did not repent.
罪是我们跟神的关系疏离了。
Because of sin, we're not able to come near to God.
因为跟神距离拉远了，所以我们信仰变成了没有体验。
Because we're further from God, then our faith do not have experience.
缺乏活力。
We do not have this life in our faith.
因为那个罪像一个担子这样压在人的身上。
Because sin is like a burden upon us.
所以希伯来书就要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
So in Hebrews it says we must be rid of the sin that burdens us.
罪会缠累我们。
Because the sin will burden us and capture us.
那我们愿意在神面前除掉我们的罪，悔改，然后再祷告神就会听，我们跟神的关系就重新建立。
If we come before God and repent and pray, then we can have this new relationship with God.
那我们常常发现我要悔改，悔改什么？
Sometimes we think, what should we repent?
我也没有偷人、抢人、犯奸，你什么都没有，我悔改什么？
We did not steal or rob or have sexual immorality. What should we repent?
所以有时候我们真的要悔改，悔改什么？
What to repent for?
我想用几点跟大家一起来学习。
I want to share a few points.
雅各书。
In book of James.
雅各书。
James.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
16节
Verse 16.
现今你们竟然张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。
As it is you boast and brag, all such boasting is evil.
这里说张狂夸口是恶的。
Boasting and bragging is evil.
我们常常没有我也没有张狂夸口啊。
We may say we don't boast or brag.
那如果张狂夸口在神面前是恶的，当然跟神的关系就不能好。
And if boasting and bragging is evil in God's eyes, then of course we cannot have good relationship with God.
这个十六节是这一段圣经的结论。
Verse 16 is the conclusion of this passage.
那这段圣经在讲什么？
What is this passage talking about?
他说有一个人生意人、啊、他头脑很聪明很会计划。
He says there is a businessman who is very smart and he plans.
所以在十三节说我要明往某城去在那里住一年做买卖得利。
So 13, he says, today or tomorrow I'll go to this city and that and carry on business.
其实明天如何你还是不知道。
But what will happen tomorrow you do not know.
生命是什么原来是一片云雾出现少时就不见了。
What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
十五节。
15.
所以你只当说主若愿意我就可以活着也可以做这个事或做那个事。
Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
我们这样一对照起来我们真的很像那一个生意人。
When we compare, we are like this businessman.
这个越有经营头脑的人越懂得计划。
The more smart you are, the more you plan.
有的计划和你的计划到退休了。
Some people plan till their retirement.
有的每一年计划。
Some people plan every year.
那到底这个生意人错在哪里？
Where did this businessman go wrong?
也就是在他的计划当中，他根本就没有把神放在眼里。
Is that in his planning he did not have God?
圣经告诉我们。
Bible tells us.
说我们是神重价买来的。
We are bought with a great price.
如果你到百货公司，你没有付钱拿东西，你是偷。
If you go to the store and you did not pay, but you took something, then you're stealing.
但是如果付了钱，那个东西就是你的。
But if you paid, then this thing becomes yours.
那我们是主耶稣重价买来的。
And we are bought by Jesus Christ.
重价。
With a great price.
什么是重价？
What is a great price?
主耶稣的宝血。
Which is the blood of Jesus.
怎么买来的？
How did he buy us?
从魔鬼的手里把它赎回来。
He has redeemed us from the hands of Satan,
是我们的罪,
which is our sin.
所以从今以后我们变成我们是属主耶稣的。
So from today on, we belong to Jesus.
我们不属于自己。
We do not belong to ourselves.
我们也不是属于魔鬼。
We do not belong to Satan.
我们是属于主耶稣的。
We belong to Jesus.
所以我们主耶稣是对我们有主权的。
So Jesus has control and authority over us.
这个是我们信耶稣最需要学习也是最难的。
And this is what we must learn in believing Jesus, even though it's difficult.
所以为什么耶稣的面前要加一个主？
Why do we say Lord Jesus?
这不只是说一种尊称。
This is not just to honor him.
这是一种提醒。
This is a reminder.
今天我归属于耶稣。
That we belong to Jesus.
他就是我的主宰，他就是我的主人。
He is our master and our Lord.
所以我们可以计划。
So we can plan.
但是我们要留一个空间给神。
But we have to leave a space for God.
所以这个生意人他有计划。
This businessman has a plan.
他没有留空间给神。
He did not leave space for God.
因为他就是他自己的主人。
Because he is his own master.
因此在神看起来。
So in God's eyes.
这个人叫做张狂夸口。
This person boasts and brag, like in verse 16.
如果你到一个公司上班。
If you go to a company and work,
你不尊重你的老板。
You do not respect your boss.
我想在公司大概不会待太久。
You probably will not be in the company for long.
因为你关系不是很好。
Because you do not have a good relationship.
那如果我们要跟神的关系好。
If we want to have good relationship with God.
那每一件事情要尊重神。
Then we must respect God in everything we do.
尊重神对我们有主权。
To respect that God has authority over us.
这个包括什么？
What does this include?
这包括我们钱财的运用。
Include how we use our money.
钱，既然我们是神的，钱也是神的。
If we are God's, then our money is also God's.
所以你这样用钱，你有没有尊重神？
So how you use money, are you respecting God?
所以有的生活水准很高，但是就是没有现实意见。
Some people have a lot of money, but they do not offer tithe.
因为他觉得钱是我赚的，所以我自己当主人。
Because they feel the money is earned by them and he can be his master.
但是机会跟能力是神给的。
But opportunity and chance and us and our power is given by God.
不错是我们努力的。但是如果没有机会你赚不到钱。
If we do not have the opportunity, then we cannot earn money.
没有能力也赚不到钱。
And if we do not have this capability, then we cannot earn money.
所以钱是我们的，但你要用钱，也要明白神的旨意。
So the money is ours, but when we use this money, we have to know the will of God.
时间也是一样。
Time is the same.
我们可以用很长的时间度假。
We can use a lot of time to go on vacation.
但是灵恩会没有时间。
But when it comes to spiritual convocation, we do not have time.
因为我们觉得时间是我的。
Because we feel that time is ours.
我曾经到一个地方，一个弟兄在开日本餐馆。
Once I went to a place, a brother owned a Japanese restaurant.
他每个礼拜五太阳下山门就关起来。
Every Friday after sunset, the door will close on his restaurant.
礼拜六太阳下山才开门。
And he will reopen the restaurant after sunset on Saturday.
我就问他说，你会不会挣扎？
And I asked him, do you have conflict within your heart?
有钱赚，然后你门关起来。
Because you can earn money, but you close your door.
他说，我六天的时间是跟神借的。
He says, I borrow my 6 days from God.
他觉得六天的时间是神给他的生命。
He feels that these 6 days is life given to him by God.
这样，既然这样，这是一种恩典。
Therefore, it is a grace.
那第七天本来就是属神的。
So the seventh day belonged to God anyway.
当他这个观念这样调整过来以后，他发现守安其实不是很困难。
If he has this concept, then he thinks that keeping Sabbath is not very hard.
那如果我们每一天都把想说这是我的。
If we think every day is ours,
没有把它想说这是神的
and did not think our days are it belong to God,
那你就想说我要哪一天出来就是很大的牺牲，是我在牺牲。
So when we want to take out one day, we feel it's a big sacrifice.
就很难啊。
So it becomes difficult.
所以就很多事情啊，其实我们没有尊重神，我们真的不知道。
So a lot of things we do not respect God, but we do not know.
有很多事情我们真的没有把神摆在第一位，我们自己不知道。
There are many things we did not put God first, and we don't even know it.
那这个就是影响我们跟神的关系。
This affects our relationship with God.
所以我们教会有重要的工作，重要的聚会，每一个人应该在神面前好好的祷告。
So when our church has important work and service, then everyone should pray hard in front of God.
我真的播不出来吗？
Do you really not have time?
如果真的播不出来，神了解。
If you really do not have time, God can understand.
但是如果不是真的播不出来，
But if you do not really cannot have this time,
但是我们没有来，
You just didn't come.
那请问神的主权在哪里？
Then where is God's authority?
所以我们跟神的关系在很多事情上都是在表明这个关系好像摇摆不定。
So on our relationship with God, in seeing many things, we can see that our relationship is not very stable.
小孩子生病，我们可以请假。
When our children are sick, we can take time off from work.
我们有点不舒服，我们可以请假。
When we are sick, we can take time off from work.
但是教会很重要的圣工，我们觉得不去也没有关系。
But when there's important work at church, we feel that if we don't go, it's okay.
那神的主权在哪里？
And where is the authority of God?
所以我们真的是要求要向神求神跟神建立亲密关系之间呢，我们需要思考要回转。
So in building a good relationship with God, we need to think and return to God.
真的要尊重神。
And to respect God.
我们尊重神，神就尊重我们。
When we respect God, then God will respect us.
神尊重我们，神就会听我们祷告。
When God honors us, then He will hear our prayer.
恩典用不完的。
And His grace will be abundant.
有时候我们是太聪明了。
Sometimes we're too smart.
以为这个牺牲啊。
We thought the sacrifice.
做不到，这个牺牲没有价值。
Is not worth it.
其实跟神建立亲密的关系，这是本。
Actually, to build a relationship with God is the basis.
这个本抓住了，你一生恩典够用不尽了。
If we grab onto this basis, then our abundant blessing will never end.
所以我们要悔改什么？
So what should we repent?
我们真的尊重神为主吗？
Do we really look at God as our master, our Lord?
这个时间、金钱，这只是一个很多事情的一个例子而已。
And time and money is only a few examples.
好，那在圣经里面神跟人之间有一个名词存在，叫做嫉妒。
In the Bible, there is a term between God and man, which is jealousy.
那如果神跟人之间有嫉妒的存在，人跟神的关系就没有办法好起来。
If jealousy is between man and God, then the relationship cannot be good.
人跟人之间的嫉妒当然是不好的。
The jealousy between man and man is not good.
但是如果神跟人之间有嫉妒，这个关系就有问题。
But if there is jealousy between God and man, then the relationship has a problem.
那有两个地方在提到神会嫉妒人。
There are two places that talks about God is jealous towards man.
请看雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？凡是想与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌的。第五节。
Verse 5.
你们想经上所说的图什么呢？神住在神所是住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的。这里说神是住在我们里面的灵，这个圣灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的。
Here says the spirit he caused to live in us in verse 5 envies intensively.
所以与世俗为友就是与神为敌。
So to be friends with the world is becoming the enemy of God.
因此我活在这个世界里面。
We live in this world.
主耶稣说你不要离开世界。
Jesus says, do not leave the world.
因为会堂都建在这大城市里面。
Because all the churches are built in big cities.
神不要我们离开世界。
God does not want us to leave the world.
但是我们又不属这个世界。
But we don't belong to the world.
世界是属魔鬼的。
World belongs to Satan.
但是我们又不能够被世界同化。
But we cannot become like the world.
这个就难了。
This is difficult.
所以要跟神建立亲密的关系，就是不能够跟世俗为友。
So to build a close relationship with God means we cannot be friends with the world.
但是有时候我们就很抽象，什么叫做跟世俗为友？
Sometimes we don't understand what does it mean to be friends of the world.
我信了耶稣以后，世界的朋友断光了，还不够吗？
After we believe in Jesus, I already left all my previous friends. Is that not enough?
真的，有的人是这样想啊。
Some people think this way.
一到布道会祷，要找慕道朋友，没有啊，因为世界朋友断光了。
When
we want, 这个世界朋友都不属灵，断光了。
When it's time for evangelical service, they don't have friends to bring because they don't have any friends in the outside.
应该不是这样吧。
This is not what it means.
愿意书里面讲世界的事情有三件。
In 1 John, it talks about three different things in the world.
肉体的情欲。
Which is the fleshly desires.
眼目的情欲。
Flesh, desires of the eyes.
今生的骄傲。
And the pride of this world.
这个是现在世界上人生活的内容。
This is the content of the people living on this earth.
天天在想什么？就是想这个。
Every day they talk about these three things.
那与世俗为友，就是我们的生活跟他同被他同化了，天天就是为着肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲在活。这个就是跟世界在做朋友。
And to be friends with this world is that we also think about these things like the people in the world think about.
所以有很多时候神祝福我们。
So many times God bless us.
我们懂得感恩，这个很好，神的福气很好啊。
We know how to give thanks.
但是有时候神祝福我们。
But sometimes God blesses us.
神的福气反而变成我们在别人面前的夸耀。
And God's blessing become what we are proud of before other people.
神的祝福反而成为我们看不起别人的一个原因。
And then we do not look at other people the same.
因为我们觉得我们比别人好，比别人高。
Because we think we're better than other people.
这个就是世俗啊。
This is the world.
那这样我们跟神的关系又拉远了。
And this caused our relationship with God to go very far.
因为我们跟世界一样啊。
Because we're same as the world.
神把我们从世界救出来。
God has saved us from this world.
因为世界是王的魔鬼啊。
Because the world belongs to Satan.
我们跟他们一样。
We're the same as them.
那我们怎么可能跟神相亲呢？
How can we be near to God?
所以一个跟神相亲的人必须是住在世界，但是超越世界。
So a person who is near God lives in the world but does not belong to the world.
这很难，但是所以这需要不断的祷告，神给我们力量，在道理上不断的追求，我们才能够超越。
This is difficult, but we must pray for strength from God and to continue to pursue our faith.
保罗说：“我看世界如粪土。”
Paul says that he looks at this world as trash.
不是世界不重要。
It's not the world is not important.
我们为着生活也在世界打滚呢。
We also struggle in this world to live.
但是这为着生活，在我们心里面，这个跟神相比，这个是粪土啊。
But to compare this with being with God, it becomes trash.
那这样这个观念上有一个提升，观念上有一个更新转变，生活才会改变的。
If we have a change in concept, a higher viewpoint, then our life will change.
所以我们要悔改什么？
What must we repent?
如果圣经读深一点，我们发现我们很多需要改变的。
If we read the Bible deeply, we will see many things we have to change.
这是圣经里面讲嫉妒的第一个，神会嫉妒我们。
This is the first place where God says He is jealous.
我们再看神嫉妒我们什么。
And what else is God jealous of?
请看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11。
哥林多后书十一章。
Chapter 11。
第二节。
Verse 2。
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要从如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you one husband to Christ so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
这个中文有时候读我们没有办法了解，你英文一读叫做 godly jealousy， 这个很特别啊。
In Chinese, it's hard to understand this godly jealousy.
就是属灵的嫉妒。
Which is a spiritual jealousy.
是从神来的嫉妒。
From God.
那我们跟神的关系啊，好像一个贞洁的童女许配给基督。
Our relationship with God is like a virgin given to Christ.
那第三节说，你们的心偏于邪。
Verse 3 says that your heart has deviated.
让失去向基督所存清洁的心。
But it should from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Verse 3.
这样我们看起来是很抽象，那到底在讲什么？
We read this and we may not understand what it's talking about.
第四节。
Verse 4.
假若有一个人另传一个基耶稣不是我们传过的，另受一个灵不是你们受过的，另得一个福音不是你们所得的，你们容让他也就罢了。主要就是在讲第四节。
Which means in verse 4.
请读。
For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preach, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough.
基督就基督，还有另外一个基督吗？
Christ is Christ. Is there another Christ?
有啊。
Of course.
你如果看那个摩门教，摩门教在解释耶稣，跟我们解释不一样。
In the Mormon church, they talk about Jesus differently than how we talk about Jesus.
他们的耶稣是另外一个耶稣啊。
They talk about a different Jesus.
那下面，你们如果受另外一个灵，不是你们所受的。
And here also says if you receive a different spirit.
那圣灵就圣灵，还有另外一个灵吗？有。
Is there another Holy Spirit? Or a different spirit?
我们曾经有一个、
yes.
有一个神学生啊，他有一阵子很喜欢到外教会去聚会。
There is a theological student that likes to go to other church for service.
因为觉得那个牧师很会讲道。
Because he feels the preacher is very good in talking.
也说那个教会有圣灵，会说方言。
And that church also has a spirit.
那有一次啊，他自己在那个神学院的宿舍在自修。
When he was studying in his room,
然后忽然一个灵下来，他自己就滴滴答答滴滴答讲不停啊。
There is a spirit that came down and he started speaking.
那后来啊，以后的这个教会比较长，那些长者一看说，不是，这个不是圣灵啊。
And then, the elders and deacons said, this is not the Holy Spirit.
奉耶稣的名跟他赶鬼才跑掉了。
And they had to cast the demon out in the name of Jesus.
所以不是基督教里面的灵都是圣灵啊。
So not all churches, the spirit,In all churches is the Holy Spirit.
为什么灵恩运动今天这么多很多的基督徒不能接受？
Why are there many Christians not able to accept the spiritual movement?
因为得圣灵会倒下去啊。
Because some people receive the Spirit and they will lie it down on the floor.
或者大笑不止。
Or they will keep laughing, not stop.
这个灵是另外一个灵啊。
This is a different spirit.
那你如果不懂得分辨也去追求，这个是。这个当然是神就是嫉妒就在这里啊！你去追求不是纯的灵，另外一个灵。
If you do not know the difference and you went to pursue a different spirit, then God will be jealous.
那另外一个福音
Another gospel.
听起来像福音啊，它是另外一个福音。
Sounds like gospel, but it's a different gospel.
跟保罗从神启示那个绝对的不一样。
It's a different gospel from what Paul preaches.
那所以当时有一批假的先知来，就是也很热心，对他们也很好，但是讲就是另外一个耶稣，是另外一个灵，传另外一个福音。
At that time, there were false prophets. They talk about a different gospel, different Jesus, different spirit.
所以保罗才说啊，我为你们有什么神奇的愤恨，就是 godly jealousy, 属灵的嫉妒。
So Paul says that I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy.
所以我们真耶稣教会在肯亚啊，不是在肯亚，在对肯亚啊，有一次这个灵恩会啊，啊，他们允许外教会的牧师讲道。
There was in our church in Kenya one time they allow a preacher from a different church to come preach at the church.
过了不多久，教会就分裂。
And not long after the church was split.
他讲的80%都对。
What he spoke, 80% was right.
只有20-30%错误。
And only 20% was wrong.
那个错误就变成小。
But this 20% wrong became the East.
以后就变成教会分裂的原因了。
And became the reason why the church split apart.
所以我们教会要持守纯一啊，这个很重要啊。
So our church must continue this truth in this one truth.
我们传的是圣经里面那一位耶稣。
What we preach is the Jesus in the Bible.
我们得的是五旬节所降临的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit we have is the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
我们所传的是神启示保罗使徒教会那个福音。
The gospel we preach is the gospel revealed to Paul in the apostolic time.
我们能够持守这样，我们跟神的关系才会亲密。
If we keep these, then we can have a close relationship with God.
这个改变啊，就引起神的嫉妒。神跟神的关系就没有办法亲密。
And if we change this, then God will be jealous and we cannot be close to God.
所以当时这个哥林多教会啊，来传这些东西的，不是，他也很有爱心，也很热心啊。
So at that time in Corinthians church, the people who were spreading this gospel, they are also very fervent and zealous.
使徒这个哥林多教会好修的信徒啊，也没有那属灵的智慧，没有办法分辨。
And they don't have the spiritual gift to discern, to make a difference.
所以热心是好的，但是要有真知识。
It is good to be zealous, but you must have true wisdom.
保罗很热心。
Paul is very zealous.
但他不认识耶稣。
But he did not understand, no,
Jesus. 变成逼迫耶稣。
So he persecuted Jesus.
热心很好。
It's good to be zealous.
但是要有属灵的分辨力。
But you must have spiritual discernment to tell the difference.
我们教会才能持守纯正。
So we can continue to be correct.
我们真耶稣教会才能够持守跟神那种很亲密的关系。
So true Jesus Church can continue a close relationship with God.
所以摩西祷告啊，神啊，求你回转。
So Moses prayed for God to return and come back.
就是要重新跟神建立关系啊。
To build a relationship with God again.
我们要等到什么时候呢
？When do we wait until?
求你赶快回头归向我。
Come back and return to God.
这是我们今天需要的祷告。
This is the prayer that we need today.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，休息。